Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Hi, Steve Watson joins us in this hour to talk about the incredible analysis he put together, thanks to some tips from listeners, concerning the fact that the footage being bantied around now for the last 6-7 days since last Friday of Muhammad Atta and other supposed hijacker giving their little last will and testament to Allah. I mean, not only does it not look like him, not only is Atta 10 years younger, not only is his father said it isn't him, not only have they put out fake Fat Bin Laden tapes before that have been voice printed and proven to be frauds, not only have they claimed that they killed Zarqawi, you know, over 12 times, all of the past fake videos coming out of Virginia and Houston from government servers, it had aired in a docudrama on television. The footage had aired before it, and now the Times of London saying this footage didn't come from Al-Qaeda. So joining us is Steve Watson. Steve, thank you for coming on.
It's good to be on, Alex.
Steve, your brother's been on here a lot, but you do almost as much work as he does behind the scenes at Infowars.net and PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Tell us a little bit about yourself. You're actually the older brother. Now, tell us, just in a nutshell, about Steve Watson and your education and what you do there in London, and then we'll get into your report.
Yeah, well, after 9/11, I sort of felt that I needed to know more about the way the world works, really. So I took a course, a master's degree in international relations. I went back to university in Nottingham. And basically they tried to teach us that Mao is good and NAFTA's good, GATT is good. And things just didn't add up for me. And I don't really think they sort of liked the work that I was producing for them. I didn't get an astounding mark, but I passed. And now everything's good. I'm working for you, so.
By the way, Nottingham, you hail from where old Robin Hood's from.
Robin Hood country, yeah.
You and your brother. All right, but you live in London now. Get into this report. Break it down for people, because I don't think some of the listeners realize how big this story is. You've done one report, the original report, very lengthy. Your brother has done two supplementary reports that are up on all the websites right now. Everybody should get these, and again, get them out to everybody. And we should force the media, hey, this isn't real. Hey, they're lying about this. Hey, you guys have done this again. Break it down for us.
Yeah, well, basically, this broke over the weekend. It was released to the London Times, Sunday Times, to a journalist called UC Fowder. And basically it shows Bin Laden addressing a rally in Kandahar in Afghanistan in January 2000. The first thing I think we should talk about is the lack of sound, because basically I was on the London Times website trying to play this through, and there's no sound. I thought there was something wrong with my computer. I'm trying to turn the volume up. But basically, we're told that there's no sound because Al-Qaeda's forgot to add the soundtrack, rather conveniently. In fact, ABC did a report with the Times journalist who said all throughout the report that Al-Qaeda have become very technologically competent, yet they can't add a soundtrack to a video that they produce. I mean, it's quite simple, really. But basically, we're told that Atta and Girard, the two 9/11 hijackers, are reading their last will and testament. But I don't know how we're supposed to know this, because there's no sound. We're simply told that on the scrap of paper Muhammad Atta's looking at, it says the will in Arabic. Well, I can't read Arabic, but it's very hard to decipher anything on the paper that he's looking at. Then we're told that lip readers analyzed the video, but they couldn't decipher anything that the two of them were saying. Why they couldn't is not explained, because the lips are clearly visible, and obviously the Pentagon has got Arabic-speaking lip readers. But basically, to break it all down, this means that the lack of sound, it prevents voice analysis. And we know that in in 2002, there was a tape released, the Bin Laden tape, which was proven to be a total fake because basically it was analysed by a an institute in Switzerland, which always analysed Bin Laden tapes. And basically they said this one was not Bin Laden. It was a complete fraud.
And then linguists in other countries, what, France and Canada studied it too, it wasn't just not the same voice print. It was a totally different dialect. But again, all of this propaganda is very shoddy, almost by design. So the general public just hears the news, then later it gets retracted, but deep in the paper. And then we can have arguments with the average person out on the street who will tell you they found WMDs, these are real Bin Laden tapes, George Bush isn't lying to us. But all of that, I think, is really a side issue. Paul, let's get into the fact that this supposed video, parts of this video, had already been shown on television before.
Yeah, you just called me Paul, by the way, Alex.
Well, I've had him on a million times. Never. Okay, that's right. This is Steve Watson.
Yeah.
Well, from now on, you're going to be known as Paul. Go ahead.
Okay, well, if we get over the issue that there's no sound on the video, basically, if you watch the unedited version of it, it's totally strange. There's sort of weird snapshot effect where it's panning around the crowd of people that are listening to Bin Laden speaking, and it sort of freezes and frames different faces as if it's sort of cataloguing them. And there's even a large section of it that primarily focuses on children, and it freezes on different children as if it's sort of creating a surveillance catalogue of them. And it's this aspect of it that's sort of baffled experts as well, terrorism experts. There was a Egyptian expert on Islamic terrorism called Dia Rashwan, who described to the Associated Press, described the video as so out of character for Al-Qaeda that it could have been taken by a security agency. And not only this, we've got the father of Mohammed Atta as well, who's come out. This has only been reported in a couple of foreign papers. One of them was in Saudi Arabia. Told them that the tape's totally fake, and he said that it's, quote, not my boy. He said the Americans have tampered with and falsified that video. They want to change the truth in order to achieve their goals in the Middle East. And you'd think that would be quite a major story in the media, but I've not seen it in any American papers or any British papers. The only place I've seen it is in a German publication, in this Saudi Arabian one. The AP piece also highlights how the appearance of the hijackers is strangely different from the mug shots that the FBI released after 9/11. And linking in, I pointed out in the article I did that Ziad Jarrah, who was the supposed pilot of Flight 93 that crashed into the field in Pennsylvania, it's been confirmed that he was not a 9/11 hijacker, or the man in this latest video who's said to be Jarrah is not a 9/11 hijacker. If you check the article I wrote, there are five different pictures that are supposedly the same man, and clearly there are up to three different people in those pictures. But the key one is the passport photo that was miraculously found in the wreckage. If you compare that picture, which is basically the whole story that he was on that flight hinges on that picture, which is ridiculous in itself. But if you compare that to the man in this video, they're certainly not the same person. Jarrah's family also came out a week after 9/11 and provided proof to CNN that he wasn't on the plane. BBC have reported since then that at least seven hijackers are alive. Others have reported it to LA Times.
Then there were two other people with the exact same names as one of the hijackers who looked the same that in the month after 9/11 crashed and died at the Pensacola Naval Air Station.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's sort of doubles of these patsies all over the place. I mean, there was a video released last month, which seems to have been forgotten, but it was only last month, but it was Bin Laden with two of the hijackers, two of the supposed hijackers, Wal Ashiri and Hazma Al-Ghamdi. Now, Al-Shiri was reported alive by the BBC after 9/11. They did a full piece on this, which I linked in my article. And the other one, Al-Ghamdi, was interviewed by the London Telegraph after 9/11. So they're both still alive, yet we've got them in a video with Bin Laden.
But again, this is not even complex. It's just somewhat, it takes a little bit of focus to keep track of it.
Exactly,
no, we'll just show you a brown person and say he's admitting to it, and here's your proof, and there's no sound. And well, by the way, we've released these videos before, but we're saying these are brand new this time. You know, I think that's the strongest evidence.
Well, exactly. Basically, it's the lowest. They're going for the lowest common denominator. They're aiming it at people who just look at it, won't even watch the whole thing, and just go, "Yep, that proves it for me." But basically, the important thing about the tape is they're saying it's a missing link that completes a jigsaw of where Mohammed Atta was in the event, in the time leading up to 9/11. The Times said that American and German investigators have struggled to find evidence of where Atta was in January 2000 after he disappeared from the cell in Hamburg, the terrorist cell he was with. And they're basically touting this tape as the missing link to place him in Afghanistan. In January 2000.
Stay there, Steve Watson. We're going to come back and go through the other key points of the story that, when they're taken together, proves this latest footage is a complete fraud. The entire story is a scam. This is being done to bolster the sagging and collapsing official fable of September 11th attacks 5 years and a month ago. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news, because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091, or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Coming up in the next segment, we'll play an ABC News clip that Steve was talking about. Paul Watson's brother, another one of the InfoWars team members over on the Prison Planet side. All right, now getting to the real meat and potatoes. You've set the table here where they've had fake Bin Laden tapes. There's all these other weird inconsistencies, the way the video zooms in, what the family's saying, what terrorist experts are saying. Now the Times of London is saying that Al-Qaeda didn't release this videotape, that Al-CIA did, obviously. Let's get into the real, you know, the center of the argument, the proof that the official story is a lie. They're claiming this tape just appeared, but it turns out large excerpts of this have been on television before, Paul. Steve? Now you've really messed me up, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, basically, the quote was, it was officially obtained via a tested channel by the London Times. But the Times itself, in its article, refers to U.S. sources that have already analyzed it. So what they mean by that, I mean, it's unexplained.
Yeah, the CIA or whatever federal agency is a tested channel.
Yeah, exactly.
A tested sewer line.
So, on the one hand, they're saying that Al-Qaeda's released this, but then on the other, they're sort of intimating that it's been released to them via an American intelligence agency.
Yeah, these liars cover themselves. It's always real vague, so that now that we've caught them, it's incredible.
Well, exactly, and, I mean, experts, NBC said it had exclusive U.S. intelligence analysis of every frame. And this was sort of moments after the Times had received it. They admitted in their own report the video was found in Afghanistan in 2001. And another interesting thing is, in an article NBC wrote to accompany the report, they said that they'd filed a Freedom of Information Act request earlier this year for the same tape.
But all over national news, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, Al-Qaeda releases a sleeper cell tape meant to trigger assassins, mass bombers, something bigger than 9/11 could hit us by the end of the month. Al-Qaeda releases a tape boldly. That is a lie right there.
Well, exactly. NBC basically openly admitted that, without saying it outright, that the government has released it, and they did it via the London Times to basically distance themselves away from it. That's all basically a smokescreen. But getting to the fact that it's been seen before, it's basically a listener to the show who alerted me to this, and should thank him. His name's James Dorman. He pointed out that the footage of the rally, not the footage of Mohammed Atta and Jarrah, but the footage of the rally, is featured in a docudrama that was made called The Road to Guantanamo. And it was first broadcast in this country 7 months ago, in March. And that kind of ties in with the NBC Freedom of Information request as well, which was made around the same time for the same tape. The docudrama basically follows three British detainees at Guantanamo who were later released because they were, like everybody else, they're totally unconnected to Al-Qaeda. They had nothing to do with 9/11.
Yeah, real Al-Qaeda is U.S. intelligence, but they have to have this illusion and set the precedent to torture people. That's what these camps are all about.
Well, exactly, yeah. And the relevance of the fact that it was in that docudrama is that it's in The Road to Guantanamo, it's been shown to inmates as an intelligence surveillance tape. The context of the clip portrays doctored... They're basically showing doctored footage to the detainees where they've put the detainees' faces into the video, edited in with CGI, to try and get them to confess that they were there at that time.
So in the documentary, they're admitting it's a doctored tape. Well, that ought to be the headline, government caught red-handed doctoring tape, and then they spin it on us and release it again when it's well-known it's already been on television. How stupid do they think we are, Paul?
Well,
I keep calling you Paul. Steve Watson! but this is getting me really, really mad.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like they're throwing it in our faces. It's like they're sort of throwing out the challenge for us to pick up on. And it's just so
it's like
easy.
They know, Steve, how dumb the general public is. It doesn't matter what happens or what goes on. Bush can kiss Gannon in public. It doesn't matter. They can just do whatever they want, Steve.
Yep. And moving on from that.
Well, stay there. We got a break. Come back with it. Just keeps going and going and going. Did you hear what he just said? What Steve Watson just said, and Paul's got reports on this too. And we're breaking this, thanks to you, the listeners, pointing it out. The video, they admit, has been doctored and is used against detainees.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple, step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up.
Steve Watson, brother of Paul Watson, does a lot of the analysis and articles for us and webmastering over at Infowars.net. PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to go back to Steve in just a moment. Go ahead and put him on hold for a minute. But before we go back to Steve, I want to encourage every single one of you out there to not wait. Documentary films that are powerfully produced with the truth are waking people up. We have tools that can and are being used to turn the tide. And Terror Storm, I think, is a very important contribution to this fight. The history of terror, from the USS Liberty to Hitler's shenanigans to the Gulf of Tonkin, right through to 9/11, the 7/7 bombings, the Madrid bombings, the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the mind control they're using, the surveillance, the torture. It's all in Terror Storm. The film is right under 2 hours long, 68 minutes of extras from the 9/11 Neocon Agenda Symposium in L.A., 68 minutes of the best material. Over 3 hours on one DVD, $19.95, available right now. Get Terror Storm. Aggressively get a DVD burner. You can get DVD burners that burn DVD 9s. Just tell them when you go to the electronic store, I want a DVD 9 burner. Because it's not a DVD 5, it takes a DVD 9. Or you can put it on your computer and compress it a bit and put it on DVD 5s. Please get Terror Storm and get it out to everybody. And yes, your meager purchase of the film also makes what we do here possible and goes back into the mission of making more films, doing more reports, getting better news and information for you, paying our people better so they can live a decent life. Infowars.com to order via the safe, secure online video and bookstore shopping cart. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Call up and get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, my original film, remastered, re-edited, updated, and then a whole new film, The Order of Death, added to it. The Republican sicko scandal, him kissing Jeff Gannon, what they're into, what they do at the Grove, the mock child they murder. It's all in the new film, Order of Death. When you get to Order of Death, you get free the full-length feature film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, on one DVD. Get the new film that I'm really proud of, that we're carrying, and I'm proud of the work they've done, 911 Mysteries, Part 1 Demolition. It's just all about the demolitions of the buildings. This is really effective. They're all available at Infowars.com. Big discounts. There's a lot of specials there. And it's about the information, but secondarily about supporting what we're doing. Also, don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. All 15 of my films, my weekly TV reports, special video reports, my speeches in Chicago, L.A., the entire 9/11 Neocon Symposium, Neocon Agenda Symposium, my Dallas speeches, Jim Marr's speech, all these little special other special reports we do, over 1,000 pieces of media, all the best audio interviews from the radio show clipped out just so you can hear those. PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, a month. Membership is the cost of 2 to 3 cups of Starbucks coffee, depending on what size you get. And it makes what we do possible. And then in closing on the issue of videos, I'm not whining, I'm not complaining, it's not sour grapes. I busted my hind end. I mean, work until 2 o'clock in the morning, 6 nights a week, sometimes till 4 in the morning, making Terror Storm with Rob Jacobson, the editor, who also killed himself doing it. I mean, we went the whole nine yards. And I traveled to England, traveled to different parts of the U.S., out to Crawford, Chicago, all over, to make Terror Storm. And we were going to upload it to Google Video. We noticed other people had already started doing it, and they were bad copies. They weren't high res or higher res. So a couple months ago, I uploaded high-quality versions, a couple of them. Other people have uploaded a bunch of versions. And I got excited. We got into the top 100 briefly. If you added up all the different versions that were on there, it was well over 2 million. And it was growing exponentially. Most of those 2 million had happened in a few days. It took a month for it to build up to that. And suddenly Google wiped us out. Wiped out all our numbers. And why is that important? Most of the Google Video visitors, and what is it, hundreds of millions, I said, every month watch videos on there now. It's bigger than, you know, all the U.S. TV combined. It's huge. And you're in the top 100, folks. That's what people peruse. That's like, you know, getting on cable. It's like getting on television. It's like you're there now. You're not hidden in some recess. And we complained about it, and Google said, oh, it's a mistake. And we noticed they weren't doing it to loose change. And again, I figured out why I think they're not doing it to loose change. Loose change is already too big. If they do that, it'll become obvious. Well, actually, Google did wipe off a bunch of their earlier versions, and then they had to put up new versions. And then those have already gotten, I looked it up the other day, it was already like 6, 7 million, you know. People say 10 million downloads. That was 3 or 4 months ago. Loose Change has had over 30 million downloads. I've been watching it. It's awesome. I hope it gets a billion. We're not going to survive if we don't wake up and get involved. Okay? But it makes me mad that I put this film out for free. I want to stop the terrorist. I think Terror Storm has a different perspective. They're all excellent. A different perspective. 9/11 Mysteries hits one thing, just the demolitions. Loose Change is from a young purview, hip view. Great job. Great film. Second edition. You know, the first had a few mistakes. We all make mistakes. The second is just so good. That's why we promote that one and sell that one. I did in the first one. But I still thought they were doing a great job. I mean, nobody's perfect. I make mistakes. But Terror Storm really hits a wide audience, not just the young, but the old, the middle, you know, the middle-aged. It gets the history, the war, other attacks, 7/7, and people are loving it. People are saying they're getting wake-up rates with this they haven't seen with any other film. And Google Video wiped it out again a couple days ago, I learned. And it's already built back up to hundreds of thousands and, you know, 70-something thousand on one, 80-something thousand on another, 150,000 on another, 130,000 on another. But still, I'm tired of that. I want to be in the top 100. I want 30 million downloads 6 months from now. And I'm telling you, folks, we can't let them win. We can't let them have their way. Go to InfoWars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. Get the high-quality link to the best video version of it that's out there. And I mean, don't every message board, MySpace, letters to the editor. I want you to call into every Patriot talk show. I want you to call in to all the mainstream talk shows and go to Google Video, type in Terror Storm and see the truth. Find out who really cared about the terror. Terror Storm, Terror Storm. Remember, Terror Storm. Do it! They're afraid of this film for some reason. I don't know why in their grand calculations they're so scared of it. But they are scared of it. Alright, I'm gonna shut up. Steve, thanks for holding. Steve Watson, now recapping, run through for us. This is such a huge story you've broken. Recap, you know, the basics, and then let's get back into, I want to repeat that with more detail like you did in the article. The video that they're showing now is of the supposed hijackers admitting to everything, but there's no audio. They just say it shows them admitting to it, and there's no audio, and it's fake. Again, that's what they say. Here's the plane hitting the Pentagon, and then they don't show you a plane. It's just more of the same mind control. It's like Americans can't recognize, you know, the semantic symbols for what they really represent. This is so huge. State that again for people that may have missed it.
Well, it was released to the London Times. It was a video showing Bin Laden at a rally giving a speech, and tagged onto it, not filmed on the same day or necessarily in the same location, which is an important point, is the statements of Mohammed Atta and the supposed pilot of Flight 93, Ziad Jarrah, giving their last testaments without any sound. And the fact that it was tagged on to the Bin Laden footage is more or less a really crude attempt to associate the two. And the NBC analysis of it is really where the propaganda lies. I think you've got a 2.5 minute clip.
Yeah, we have several clips. We've got an ABC and an NBC. Which one you want?
It's the NBC.
Okay, go ahead and roll that clip, and he wants to comment on this. Here it is.
NBC has obtained exclusive U.S. analysis. But why is this tape coming out now? And how might it have helped the U.S. in the war on terror? What is its significance? We're going to get to all that right now. NBC News has obtained an exclusive U.S. analysis of this tape. It shows ringleader Mohammed Atta recording his last will and testament, this just months before the deadly attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. From MSNBC terrorism analyst Evan Coleman. Evan, a good morning to you. And first off, where did the U.S. get this tape? And when?
Well, the video was recovered actually in Afghanistan by U.S. forces at approximately late 2001 or the beginning of 2002. It's been in the custody of the U.S. government since then in various different U.S. government agencies. And it's not clear exactly why it's coming out now or who provided it to the Times. But, you know, it is obviously a very interesting and relevant video.
And if this tape was recovered by the U.S. military in 2001, why is it you think we're only learning of its existence now? Hey, Evan, do you think it's a mistake that this tape is out there right now? Was it accidentally leaked, or do you think it was intentionally so? And if so, for what purpose?
I doubt it was intentionally leaked. The video has been floating around for a while. I know it's in a bunch of different courts now. And, you know, frankly speaking, I think there may be future use for it at the upcoming military tribunals down in Guantanamo Bay. So I think, generally speaking, I think probably the U.S. government would have preferred that this video remain under wraps for now. Now that it's out, I mean, it's a piece of history. It's a documentation of history. I think it's important that, you know, people watch this video and understand that this is more or less conclusive proof that 9/11 was the work of al-Qaeda. It was not inspired by al-Qaeda. It was directed, it was orchestrated by al-Qaeda at the most senior levels. And I think this is the kind of video proof that is going to put a lot of 9/11 conspiracy theorists out in the cold, and for good reason.
And what do you think is the most frustrating part of this tape? I know probably not having the audio, right? That's got to be trouble.
Yeah, and I think that may be the very reason why this video was never released publicly by al-Qaeda, at least until now. I think it was a bit embarrassing that they forgot to turn the sound on, and that you have a martyrdom will read by Mohammed Atta, read by Zia Jara, and there's simply no sound. And I'm sure by the time they realized that mistake, it was too late.
Hmm.
It's an embarrassing mistake by al-Qaeda's multimedia folks, but it's certainly not the first.
Okay, let me comment, Stephen. I want to get your take on this. I hope we write an article about it. Probably already have. Notice he keeps going back, and that guy's a total shill. I mean, boy, when you hear about news stories about people being on the government payroll, that guy needs to be investigated. I know what I was hearing there. I've heard that kind of stuff before. Classic M.O. of a propagandist. Maybe he's not, though. Maybe he's a good person. Notice he then by the end is saying al-Qaeda released the tape again, and that they made the mistake is why they never released it until now. And then he says it's been floating around for years. This is the same mainstream media that said al-Qaeda had released this back on Friday. And then he's saying this is conclusive proof that puts the conspiracy theorist out in the cold, like they said with the fat bin Laden back in 2002. Then they're saying they're going to use it in the tribunals. Then he says the government accidentally leaked it. Oh, Steve Watson, I mean, this is just total bull.
Well, exactly. His name is Evan Coleman. He's the terrorist expert for NBC. He contradicts himself in his own report. He contradicts himself several times within 2 minutes. He says that the U.S. had recovered this video in late 2001, early 2002, and that it's been floating around several different intelligence agencies. And then he goes on to say that he's still towing the line that al-Qaeda's released this video this week.
I know, but it doesn't matter to a general public that's totally brain dead.
Well, exactly. I mean, how you can watch this report and not realize that just doesn't add up, it's just baffling. It's the most pathetic piece of journalism.
Yeah, Steve, we've been put out in the cold, though, now. It's over for us.
Well, exactly. I mean, that is basically a direct attack on the 9/11 truth movement, isn't it, saying conspiracy theorists have been put out in the cold for good reason. I mean, we have not been put out in the cold by this. We've been given heat by this because it's such a shoddy job.
Exactly. Well, that's the thing. I think the arrogant intelligence agents and people in government are fighting the war of 20, 30 years ago when they were the only ones putting baloney out. Okay, now they're not getting away with it. And every time they attack us, we just get stronger. And I just don't think these little arrogant cusses have figured it out yet, Steve, that we are cleaning their terrorist clocks.
Well, yeah, exactly. With stuff like that to work with, it's not very hard either.
Well, but there's those of us that are informed and involved and seeking for the truth. They're playing to an audience that just can't find Afghanistan on a map, doesn't know who the vice president is, and thinks gun control and open borders is conservative. So, again, we've got to remember that to those of us that are somewhat informed, I don't claim to be a genius, you don't either, it's just common sense. You know, this seems asinine and just ridiculous cockamamie balderdash, but to some, they believe it. But I want to recap. This is key. Okay, in this documentary, The Road to Guantanamo, in which I've watched, by the way, when this all came up, I remember that footage. Again, hidden in plain view. I didn't make all the connections. A listener did. He did this. That's why you help us, folks. That's why I tried to scan through with my wife 500 emails this morning. I literally have like 100 printed out. I'd love to read them all on air. They're all excellent. I had other staff trying to read all these. Just keep them coming, though, because you're the folks that point all this out. And we did go and confirm it. You did help Steve. Understand. Go over that again, Paul, Steve, and elaborate on it. I know Paul's written another article on this today, but Steve, go over this.
Well, yeah, the docudrama, Road to Guantanamo, it follows three British inmates who were detained and were later proven to be totally innocent. And the context of it is they're showing the tape as an intelligence surveillance tape to the detainees, and they've edited in their appearances. They've doctored the footage to make it appear that they were there at this rally in Afghanistan in January 2000.
Now there's a documentary how the government's using this edited footage to trick people into confessing. So on national television, international, it's an admittedly fake doctored tape. Now it's on television and they're announcing Al-Qaeda's released it. I mean, this is insane.
Yeah, and then NBC comes out and basically does exactly the same thing. Shows a crowd of people, pauses on a face, and the analysis is this might be Muhammad Atta in the crowd. And it's basically exactly the same as it is in the
And then they cut to this jumpy video that has the same look as when Forrest Gump shakes hands with Kennedy, not real, or the stuff where Steve McQueen last year pitching Mustangs 20-plus years in the grave. It's hard to mimic the real movement of a face. It can look like it, but there's still a jumpiness, still a plasticky look. This video looks totally fake to begin with, Steve.
Yeah, I mean, you have to basically go to the Times website and watch the unedited clip. It lasts 50 minutes. And I've gone
and watched them. It's as fake as the day is long. But we've proven it's fake from every other angle. Oh, my gosh. Steve Watson, the brother of Paul Watson, joins us. Great analysis. We'll be right back on the other side.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We got Chris Floyd, maybe I'll call him Paul Floyd, joining us, writes for a bunch of big international newspapers with his great analysis of the Constitution Killing Enabling Act signed, coming up in a few days, it'll be a week ago. This is just outrageous to have this happening. I'm going to keep Steve Watson with us. I've had his brother probably on 75 times in the last 4 years, so I'm so accustomed to saying Paul Watson when I hear that English voice. It's Steve Watson. They sound so much alike that Scott, when he called him up in England to get him on the show, said, man, that sounds like Paul. But it is Steve Watson. You see a lot of his great work on Infowars.net. That's the main site that he runs, but he also contributes to PrisonPlanet.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Steve, let's go ahead and take some calls. But before we do that, any other little tidbits or caveats or addendums or supplementals that you would like to add to your wonderful analysis of this fraud?
Yeah, well, I've written another article today, which is now up on all the websites, basically highlighting the fact that the tape was released to the London Times, but that was a total smokescreen because the journalist, UC Fowder, is the guy who works for Al Jazeera in London. He also works for the Times. So basically, he gets all the videos all the time anyway. So the fact that it was put in the London Times and not Al Jazeera is a total smokescreen. And basically, the videos are provided to him, all the evidence points to, by a company called Intel Center.
Yes.
And basically, they, whenever an Al-Qaeda tape is released, it goes onto their website, intelcenter.com, which you can go and look at, and it goes on immediately, and it's immediately for sale. And they've even predicted before when they're going to get one, before it's actually released, as they did with... The London bomber tape, the second London bomber tape. But basically, Intel Center is run by a guy called Ben Venk. And if you do a simple Google search on his name, you realize that he used to be the director of an intelligence company called iDefense, which is basically made up of several ex-military officials, long-serving ex-military. It's directly tied in.
And it's in Virginia, and it's yellow, yeah. And it quacks, and it's got little pink feet, but it's not a duck, Steve.
Yeah, exactly. And basically, the director of iDefense is called Jim Melnick, and this is on their own website. He worked 16 years in the U.S. military in psychological operations.
Well, don't worry. So what if there's psychological operations? It's good. You can trust all these tapes, Steve. It's all real. We've been thoroughly discredited yet again.
He was assigned directly to the office of guess who? Rumsfeld.
Donald Rowe! The videos are coming from Don Rumsfeld's deputy. Oh.
mean, I think you said yesterday on the show that he keeps popping up like the devil. He's everywhere. He's connected to everything. But it takes about 5 minutes to connect him to where these tapes are coming from.
It takes 5 minutes to connect him to everything on Earth that's bad. I mean, I'm serious, folks. Every time I finally get to the final deep crevice of the rat hole, it's Donald Rumsfeld. He literally is a demon. I mean, the guy... Sorry, folks. I just... Steve, when is it going to end? When is... I mean, just how incredible does it have to get before people wake up?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen next. I mean, to me, this is the most ridiculous tape that's been released. It's, you can see through it from a mile off. And
every angle. No matter how you look at it, it's a fraud. It's not like we're trying to go prove it a fraud, folks. It's a joke fraud.
I mean, all you have to do is pay some attention to it. And I think it's the fact that a lot of people don't pay any attention to it.
Yeah, it's just all that new Bin Laden tape. I've had people email me. They're on TV admitting they did it, Alex. They're on television admitting it, Alex. What's wrong with you? I'm going to give all my rights up so Muhammad Atta doesn't get me. We'll take a couple calls. Stay with us.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll free 877-300-7645.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I gotta tell you, my whole crew keeps knocking them out of the park, and Steve Watson said a grand slam here, proving from every angle that this new footage of the supposed hijackers taking credit is a fraud. Well, their statement that it's them admitting to it has no audio, there's nothing, that's a fraud. Then it links back to one of Donald Rumsfeld's deputies, the people that are always putting it out. It's been out for a year or so, in this docudrama on television, admitted, edited, fake government footage. It's insane. Let's talk to Deanne in Illinois, then Chris in Canada. Go ahead, Deanne, you're on the air with Steve Watson.
Hi, Alex, you came out here, I'm sorry I missed you, I'm a radio host as well.
Well, don't be so sorry.
I am. I'm sorry, because you've been doing an excellent job, and, you know, I commend you. Alex, I was trying to talk to your host, and I got Alex in my mind.
Name's Alex, and you're talking to Steve.
Yeah, Steve. I'm getting
He
flustered.
Likes to be called Stevie, though.
Yeah, I'm getting flustered. So anyway, what I want to say about Muhammad Atta, I was in a business in Palos Heights, Illinois, where in 2000, Atta called into my business because there was a flight school there within my business that reported to the FBI, and they did absolutely nothing. And I'm under the impression from what I've done in looking into different things, and I do a lot of background checking and investigation, that this man is still alive, and it was just totally a hoax. The 9/11 issue had to do with insurance fraud, manipulation of money through real estate and everything else tied right back into this government and CIA. There were operatives that I've talked to. They have told me that they used various names like Mohammed. That was like a code word for these ops to go and perpetrate these criminal activities so that we would point fingers.
Well, we know Etta and everybody else was trained in every type of spy training under the sun. Mm-hmm. They're total government agents. There's no debating that.
Yeah, and it's a nightmare. But the thing is, I just want to ask both of you for the listening audience, and this is what I put together a petition. One is by Alfred Weber, which is for treason against George Bush's White House, and the other one is I'm trying to get the low-end government officials that are okaying and allowing these things from each state to be impeached and removed out of government offices.
Okay, so, is there a website or something?
Yeah, I'm putting it together. You can call on my site, which is DANNESGUST.CO.NR, and I will be putting that up tomorrow.
Okay, great. Yeah, I've actually heard your radio show and
called in a couple of times, too, and you're wonderful. And
yeah.
I want to support everything you're doing. We got to collectively work on this, and I think you're doing a wonderful job.
Good. Well, you are, too. Good to hear from you. Let's take one call here from Chris in Canada. Welcome, Chris.
Hey, you guys, thanks for what you're doing. And, what puzzles me is, like, since I figured this out, or this became clear to me, everything about 9/11, etc., I just can't stop spreading the word. And when someone that I speak to finally does see the facts and their mind has changed, nobody really cares. It's like, I've never found anybody who gets really lit up by this.
Oh, well, you found me, buddy.
I found you, yeah.
Steve gets lit up, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, well, I've found now that I don't need, well, I still go to people, but now more so, especially this year, people are now coming to me, people that I know that I haven't, I've sown seeds with them before, but they're now coming to me to find out more. I think all you've got to do really is keep sowing the seed, and as more information comes out, people will start coming to you for more.
And before you let me go, I just wanted to about your getting your videos out.
Well, stay there, because we got Chris Floyd, an amazing writer and researcher, coming up. But I'll keep you both 2 minutes on the other side.
Okay.
I know Steve has a hot day tonight. We got to let him go. It's nighttime over there. And well, it's true. That's what you told me. And then we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to have Chris Floyd on with us. But stay there. Caller, you stay there too. I'm going to let you both finish up on the other side.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Sport Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed, and there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Pieces analyzing the Hitlerian Enabling Act passed last week, signed by Lord Bush. But I think one of the best is Fatal Vision, the Deeper Evil Behind the Detainee Bill. And we're going to read just a few paragraphs of that in a moment, then go to Chris Floyd, who I've been a big fan of for years. Briefly met him at the Project Censored Award back in 2004. He joins us from Oxford, England, though he is an American, and has a huge bio here. I won't even attempt to go over it. But briefly finishing up with Steve Watson, also joining us from England, and he is an Englander. And we were talking to Chris in Canada. Chris, you had one more point you wanted to make to Steve Watson. Go ahead.
Really? Well, actually, this is just for you, Alex. As far as getting your videos out into Canada, because we need them here, and you were saying that you're having difficulty getting them across customs.
Yeah, I can get videos into Russia, China, anywhere, South Africa. Canada is like Nazi Germany. It was hard for me to fly in. I was detained for 15 hours last time I flew in there.
Yeah, I know. Why not have somebody in Canada and just have them distributed from Canada?
We've heard a lot of that. A lot of people have said that, and we're probably going to end up having to do that, and I appreciate your call. God bless you. Steve Watson, in closing, you have written two huge articles, your brother's written two. This new development, tracking back the fake hijacker tape that was released last week to a former deputy of Donald Rumsfeld. This is massive, and the fact that the very video was shown 2 years ago or a year ago in a docudrama, this show, we have caught them with their pants completely down, Steve, and you have knocked it out of the park. A final statement?
Well, yeah, just say that, I mean, things like this tape, as they've shown, they don't need to make them complex or, you know, sophisticated. They just throw them out there. And it's really like they're firing cannonballs off a warship, and we've just got to just counter-strike and strike back, because they don't need to be sophisticated. They're just using them as distractions from, as we've seen, from basically destruction of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution.
Well, that is one of their strong points, is it is just mindless lies. In fact, they make them stupid. We killed Zarqawi 12 times. You know, it's ridiculous. How dumb do they think we are?
I don't know. Maybe they think we'll just get so bored of how dumb they are that we'll stop trying to counter-strike, but we're not going to.
No, we're having a lot of success right now. You keep it up, my friend. Take care.
Thanks, Alex.
You bet. There goes Steve Watson. Always great to have him with us. Okay, let me